The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. I'd like to take a chance now just to tell you how much I appreciate you just taking the time this Sunday morning in the midst of this virus, in the midst of this pandemic, that it's all because of the coronavirus. Lord knows that I've been on my knees praying and asking for grace over all of you and over our entire area, and I'm hopeful that you are experiencing peace in the midst of the storm that we are all walking through together. As you all know, this past week, Governor Hogan on Monday closed Maryland down for non-essential jobs. Now, I'm excused to be on the radio because this was included in the excused behaviors that are allowed. That is going on the air and doing TV. Uh-oh. Ken Hunter liked what I said about excused behaviors.
You caught me there for a second. I heard excused behaviors and I started reaching for the microphone, but no, I have nothing to say.
I appreciate. Can you keep your hands off my microphone? Okay. Thank you. So anyway.
Pass that Lysol spray.
Seriously. You know, I mean, just getting I got some latex gloves this past week for one of our clients because before the order came to stop doing a lot of the things that we do day to day, the idea was, hey, before I have people coming through, we should maybe give them latex gloves so that they're not touching anything. You know, I think buyers and sellers have had equal the concern, buyers coming in, that they don't touch something that the owner's touched, and the sellers being concerned that the buyers are coming in and maybe touching some of their things, right? And speaking of buyers, I'm pleased to have Laura Byers on the phone. Laura is a client of ours at the Eric Stewart Group and dear people who are selling a really unusual home up in the Goshen area of Montgomery County, Maryland, near Laytonsville. But Goshen is the area that we call this. And Laura joins me. Laura Byers and her husband, Steve, are selling a home that is a historic property. It's got some great features, great bones, and benefits to it. And I've invited her to share some of this with you. As you're listening this morning, you maybe don't know what to do. Go online and check the property out at 9000 Brink Road. That would be under our listings and see the property Laura's going to tell us about now. Laura, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Eric.
Hey, thanks for joining me. You have your hands full, five kids, and trying to get your house sold and the COVID virus going on all at the same time. How are you surviving?
Oh, you know what? We are doing fine. We're home safely, and I didn't expect for my freshman college son to probably ever live at home again, but here he is working online, taking online classes. So it's the silver lining in the cloud when you get to be with your family.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm curious about that. So you've had your son has come home. Actually, my daughter came home from Liberty University, where she goes to college, and so you're having kids are coming home. The room and board that we were paying for at the college is now being provided by the families. Do you think there might be relief by the colleges because of that change? Do you have any idea?
Well, I have heard some situations where families are being refunded, but I am currently unsure about my son's college. He goes to Grove City in PA, so it remains to be seen, but certainly wouldn't mind a refund on the food because he can really eat a lot.
I hear you. Well, thank you for sharing that. And the fact that you've got five kids, you've got a home that's pretty darn unusual. When I helped you purchase that home now, how many years ago was it?
It's been about 16 years now.
16 years. Mm-hmm. So, and at that time, you fell in love with this home. Tell us why you fell in love with the house.
Well, I fell in love with this house literally the minute I stepped into it. It is not a cookie-cutter home. It's a historic property built in the late 1700s to early 1800s. And it I love history. My favorite place to visit is Mount Vernon. So in my own way, I get to step into my own Mount Vernon every day. So,
all right, tell me about the house, the original house itself, and a little bit about the history of that property.
Sure. The house is known as Fertile Meadows and was historically associated with the Goshen Mills complex. The original Goshen Mills had a brick merchant mill and a smaller frame grist mill to serve the what we know as Goshen. It was a small farming community. Mm-hmm. The mill was constructed in 1737 by Ignatius Pigman. There are various courthouse documents that indicate the house was built approximately 1790 to 1805, and it was a one-room farmhouse. The house may have been built by Joshua Pigman in the 1790s or as late as 1805 by Samuel Robertson. We're unsure. The Robertsons in 1803 acquired 150 acres, now known as Fertile Meadows, mm-hmm. and he expanded the estate to 300 acres. So from 1819 to 1912, the Fertile Meadows belonged to the Riggs family, and the Riggs family owned it and operated the mill during that time. So there are actually very few people that have owned this property.
Is that right? So you've had very few people who've owned it. So the history, and you've had it for 16 years now. I can't believe
yes.
how quick time goes by. Your time in the house, you've done some significant improvements to the property. So you've still got the historic stone construction and the antique bricks and so on that are in the house. But
yes.
tell us a bit about the improvements you've made.
Well, all the modern conveniences are here. We have zone heating and air conditioning throughout. We have four full bathrooms that are stunning. Two of the bathrooms have clawfoot tubs. We added on a beautiful office with wide plank hardwood flooring to match the rest of the flooring to the rest of the home. And we have tons of built-in shelves, built-in bookshelves. And then last year, we renovated our kitchen in a farmhouse style. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous gourmet kitchen with top-of-the-line monogram appliances, quartz countertops, and then a handmade copper hood, which we had handmade in Michigan. There are many kitchen designers that try to copy that rustic charm of an old farmhouse kitchen, and ours definitely fits that. We have a fireplace in the kitchen with brick walls, and also wide plank flooring in there as well. It's a beautiful and charming kitchen and would capture any woman's heart as it has mine.
Aw. I will say, and just going back to the house and seeing the incredible kitchen you've built, I fell in love with it. It is truly a 2020 kitchen. It's absolutely stunning. So you do get the historical feel of the old house. But you also have this expansion that you've done, and bedrooms and bathrooms we haven't even mentioned, and fireplaces. So mention those.
Correct. Well, we have six fireplaces. Two of them are upstairs and four are downstairs. And thankfully, with the fireplaces in the eating areas, the kitchen and the dining room, those are both gas, so we don't have to worry about the soot from a wood-burning stove. And then we have a fantastic wood-burning stove in our family room that puts out an immense amount of heat. I have five bedrooms, and they are all hardwood. They're all a really great size, perfect for raising a family.
And if you're listening to Laura chat about this house and you'd like to take a look at it, go to our listings at ericstewartgroup.com. And look up 9000 Brink Road so you can see the home. Has an incredible barn outside, which has its own bath. If you want to have horses, you've got enough room there to have a couple of horses. And the home has got exceptional views to the south, down over a deep valley. So you not only get a beautiful home and a very lovely location, but you also get tremendous views. So see all that at ericstewartgroup.com. Or, and really right now, because I think we're all kind of We're in-house, so many of us. The best way to check most listings on is online. Take a look at those online, and you'll get a sense of the floor plan, because we've got the floor plan there that fortunately we got done before things were shut down. So we've got that floor plan. We've got the pictures of the outside and the inside, and it's a great time to shop from home this Sunday morning. So, Laura, just let's talk just a bit about how you and your family are protecting yourselves during this pandemic, because this is a part of the conversation I wanted to chat with our audience about today. What kinds of things are you all doing?
We are staying put. And I have to be honest, this is the perfect kind of home to stay put in. I have a wraparound porch. We spend a lot of time on that. My kids go up to the barn loft. We have a great pool table up there, a place to for teenagers to hang out. And then we live on 3.5 acres. So we're running around, staying put, trying to protect other people, and just enjoying being at home. It's a wonderful thing sometimes to just be stuck at home, although the circumstances are unfortunate. But it's for the good of ourselves and our community. So I hope people stay put, but they look at the home online and then eventually come on out.
Perfect. So, Laura, thanks for that. By the way, our list price for the property, $975,000. Can you believe it? For everything we just talked about, it is such a great value. Check it out at ericstewartgroup.com. Right back with more in the Senior Solutions segment of our show.